with JP.
Welcome to Ever Beyond, on Wolf Spirit Radio and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Greetings. It's May the 19th. Is it? God, really? Yep, May the 19th. May the 19th, 2013. It just feels like these days, is it? Like May? It was just February. And now it's May. Anyway, well, it's actually quite nice. It's because there's flowers. The trees in my gardens are all blossomed out. There's a bush that is like full of thorns and full of bumblebees at the same time, and little flowers. So, you know, no one can go near it. So the bumblebees are very safe. My garden is full of a particular weed that I've been singing the praises of, ground elder. And so... breakfast this morning consisted of some ground elder, some eggs from the lady next door, and some potatoes from last night. So getting really down to getting into the organicness and really connecting with the place and connecting with the energy here. And it's a beautiful energy. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking, well, because it is tonight, I'm speaking from Scotland. It's dark already, it's, you know, it's 11 o'clock. Yeah, summer is suddenly here, Joy, yes. I'm just reading Eagle Flower saying her wall calendar is in February, you know, so yeah. So yeah, I've been having this, eating this stuff called ground elder, which is a direct replacement for spinach. And since spinach is about £2 for a pinch these days, it's very much cheaper because this thing is growing in my garden like wildfire. I mean, there's more ground elder than grass at the moment. So I've actually got an edible lawn, and I'm eating this stuff as fast as I can, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna gather as much as I can, great big bin bag full, pressure cooker it all down, and then freeze it in little chunks, because apparently it's good in this at this time of year, not all the way around the year. So I'm going to preserve some of the tender young shoots as they are now. Ah, yes. So, my player no longer functions, does it? Oh, yes, that's because we've moved somewhere. Yes, I'll have to do that another time, James. But we'll yeah. Oh, always something. The cat's eating bees. All right. Oh, a black type of bee, Joy. That's a pretty unusual thing. Something's, yeah, anyway. So, there's bees and stuff and summer and things. For today has been, it's been really dark and misty for the last 3 or 4 days. Which is interesting because often after these solar flares we get this kind of dark misty weather. I don't know if it's connected. I'm waiting for Tracy to come online, just in case she's going to join me, and she's probably chatting to her guests. I'm hopefully expecting, depends how she's feeling, but Tracy Kennedy, we're going to talk about stuff, you know, the stuff we like to talk about when Tracy's on, you know, stuff, all that stuff. So, bless your heart, and thank you everybody for joining Ever Beyond. Thank you for the last 2 hours we had a new simulcast. It was a kind of spontaneous thing. They said, Andrew's doing a show. You got, you know, can you simulcast? And I had that free slot there. So that we may have that team simulcast at various points in the future when we have space for it. Obviously, you know, it just happened to be that there was a space. Often we have Luz Aguiberna at this time, 1 to 3 PST, and Anger is a Gift from Divinity. And we started on the first Sunday of the astrological month with Katie Galanti, and we're getting out of the box. But the other slots are currently empty, and we'll see what we can juggle. But I would recommend tuning in for that little period. So 2 hours before my show started. So whenever it is at this point, 2 hours ago, 6 minutes or so. That's going to be a new kind of, well, it's already building up to be quite an interesting and maybe a divine feminine kind of thing, because you know, we've got Frank and his group, which is quite balanced, and my show, which is kind of quite divine masculine, divine feminine kind of thing, and then we have Eva Moore with some of her divine feminine. So it's a nice balance, and it's got a good flavor, I think, a nice not too crunchy, and savory but sweet at the same time. And where is Tracy? This is the big thing. She's probably gone to sleep. Anyway, she'll be with us. So until Tracy arrives, does anybody want to call in for a Ray reading? So you can call into the Wolf Spirit switchboard, which is on Skype, is wolfspirit.switchboard. You can just type that into the Skype box. Or if you're calling on there, or if you have a regular phone or a cell phone, you can call 1-775-657-5973. That's 1-775-657-5973. And that will bring you straight into the studio here, and we will be right on the air with you. I'll talk about anything, but if anybody's interested in having their rays read, and I haven't read them before, no singles, you only get one, and we'll see what we can do. So, any questions in the chat room? Yes, so this is very good. Spring reach, I not us. All right, spring reach, I not us. Spring reach, I not us. Okay, Tone. Well. It's lovely to see you all here. I think I'll probably do a bit about some rays. What have I been talking about the rays recently? False flags, monads. Well, I've done how to spot a bad how to spot the powers that be, how to spot shills, how to, you know, stuff like that. Basically, these beings will have a monad with Ray 3. They may be trying to cloak it, but basically, if you can see it, you can, you know, tune into people's monads. That's like the higher self, if you can tune into that and read what energy that is, which is Ray 3, you'll always feel it. I mean, I say that you'll always feel it. I feel it. When I'm standing around somebody with a Ray 3 monad, I don't feel comfortable. Actually feel like, you know, being somewhere else. I've got my things up too high. It feels remarkably cold, generally. These people that have that a kind of cold look in the eye, you have a sense that, you know, anybody out there, kind of thing. Oh, my coriander's doing very well. Into us. Oh, spring reach into us. All right. We're happy to read. Oh, I see. Right. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So, I'll just read that out just so I understand, so people understand when they're listening to this. Somebody said, we're happy to reach into spring. And then Tony said, is spring reach into us? And I read it out on there and it didn't work then. And it still doesn't work. So, yeah. So basically, there are three main groups of monads on this planet. There's generally the second ray group, ray two, the blue ray, the soul ray, the indigo ray, the ray of love, wisdom, and that's the human race. This is the energy of the solar system. This is the energy of the planet's soul. It's also the energy of the country of America, as it were, and the country of United Kingdom, Britain, has a second ray soul. It's accepting. It brings it allows everything in. You know, it expands to encompass. It expands to bring together. You know. Rather than saying, oh, all right, well, we're going to have to build another hall, there, you know, you build a bigger hall, or you extend the original. So that's the way the second ray works. It tries to expand to account for whatever new information it has. So when you're in your heart, you're using the second ray qualities of this. So that's how the one is able to be. Allowing, what's the word allowing? I keep having trouble with finding the exact word for allowing something to happen without interfering in it. You know, just letting it be and do and be and do and do be do be do and all that. It's not the right word. I can never find the right word for that word, allow. No, but anyway, the thing is, it's a divine allowance. You know, it's just being able to look on, observe it happening into itself, and then it's like allowing a growing a seed. You know, you stick the seed in, and it does its own thing. As long as you don't starve it or fry it. Or dehydrate it, it'll be fine, and it'll do its thing. You don't have to tell it how to grow. You just have to allow it to grow, and that's what I mean by allow. It's not like you've got any kind of great dominion over things to, you know, that you can allow a plant to grow in your space. Well, you know, within reason you can, but it does its thing. Things do their thing, people do their thing, you have to allow things to play out, and when that happens, magic happens, because most of the time we constantly try to stop something happening by controlling things. This is, you know, the essence of controlling is like stopping things from happening, preventing that allowance, preventing the growth, the natural growth of things. You know, that extends to the powers that be, what they've done to us. So this secondary quality is like the opposite, it's the cure for it. It's the cure for domination and control. It's the opposite of domination and control. And it's something that people are starting to get more and more, although currently the number of people who get it is not that big, but it's a growing number as well. That's going to be an exponential observation. Observation could be, but it's, you know, it's slightly less passive than observing, Because in a way you're kind of protecting it. You know, you could, you know, set up a protection, like a wall around it, or a windbreak or something like that, so that it's not damaged by the wind. You know, give it a fair chance of growing. So I'm skipping about a bit. I've been talking about the second ray monad group, which is like basically the entirety of humanity. And when I do ray readings, it's the number I read first. So if I say like you're 272 or 265 or something like that, those are the rays in order of the highest first. So for instance, like it's always the monad and the soul and the personality. The personality is the lowest expression of a spiritual energy. You know, the ego, where does the ego exist? You know, people are always saying, yeah, where does the soul exist? On what, you know, where does the ego exist? That's what I don't know. It's, you know, it might not be in the brain, but it certainly does seem to have its consciousness rooted in the physical. But, you know, where is it? Is there a part of the brain that is the ego? One's own sense of pride? All right. Okay. Okay, darling. Thank you, Roger's Thesaurus. Great. Here we all are. Oh, yeah. Miranda and Paula. So, I still haven't heard from Tracy. So, here we go. We got the Ray 2 monads, and that's the, as I said, the greater quantity of humanity, and then there's the Ray 3 monads. So the monads are like the primary colors. They're the greater intent. They're like the red, green, and blue, and but you know, they're not red, green, and blue because they're, you know, several octaves up from what we call red, green, and blue. But if you want to think them, they're like red, green, and blue. So they are not red, green, and blue. They are like red, green, and blue, and they correspond to red, green, and blue, and all of that stuff. But it's like octaves, different. It's like the difference between three notes played on the bass and three notes played on the piccolo. You know, they're very in a different octave range, but they're the same three notes. So, and they're the same three rays. So the monad is the highest mind. It corresponds to the higher mind, and is essentially our higher intent. The monad uses the soul to drive the personality. So you could say that in one way the personality is the vehicle, the chauffeur is the soul, and the boss, the guy in the back, is the monad. It's like a double tier thing, and the highest initiates, you know, those who are going through who've gone through the ascension process and reached the third degree of initiation in the ancient mysteries, is the beginning of the initiation, which is the expression. Again, I use expression in the same way that a mother may express milk from her breast. It's to exude, to express. The expression of your soul and the expression of your monad is the higher levels of initiation, the higher levels of mastery. And you're literally a soul, you're literally a monad walking the earth. And that's what a master of wisdom is. That's what an ascended master is. That's what they call them. And that's our fifth degree initiate. So with let's go back to, so basically the monad is almost a bit like He's the guy sitting in the back while the chauffeur's waiting to get the car started, you know. If we're going to extend that analogy to its bitter end, you know, because at the moment most of the cars are parked, you know, they're not going anywhere, they're not doing anything. Sometimes the chauffeur might be able to get them around, but he's not able to get out to the hotel to pick up the boss, and it's rather rare. But this is something that is our destiny, because the boss in this context is the human unit. It's you. It's the you behind the you behind the you. The you that is you behind the you that is you. How can I get this across? JP, if two is human, have you ever had a non-alien want a reading and not be a two? Non-alien want a reading and not be a two. Well, there are, you know, it's hard to say that, you know, it's not, I'm not saying that you're talking about aliens or non-aliens, because there are Ray 2 starseeds as well as Ray 1 starseeds, it seems. There's, you know, I've met one or two Ray 3 monads, who, albeit rather obedient to the system, are kind of slightly anarchic in their own way. But in general, they are following the party line, whatever party that might be. So you're Ray 3 monads. How do you recognize Ray 3 monads? Well, you listen to Thomas Sheridan talking about psychopaths, you're kind of along those lines. You listen to Jay Widener talk about the Archons, and David Icke talking about the reptilians. You're kind of looking around the same kind of group. It's just another way of looking at it, but it's a way of looking at it energetically. It's a way of looking at it in a non-judgmental term, you know, unless you're kind of starting judging numbers, which is silly, because every number has its plus and its minus, you know. Everything has its virtues and what we call the glamours. Some of the glamours of the third ray are things like manipulation and more glamours of the third ray. God in the machine, you know, being the spider at the center, being the controller, you know. That's one of the third ray glamours, you know. There's somebody who's like it's got the switchboard operator, the kind of guys that are behind all those screens, one of the surveillance cameras. That would be a third ray kind of activity there. It's lovely to see you all. So if two is human, have you ever had a non-alien ones a reading and not a boom? Well, it's, you know, again, it's, you know, how do you tell what's an alien and what's, you know, what's human? Because we're all human, it seems, you know, and to some degree or other. I've found, you know, let me say that the majority of people that I would describe as star seeds, the majority of those, no, I won't even say that. No, because it's kind of evenly spread across the ones and the twos. I've not met any third ray star seeds. They may be out there. I'm not saying there aren't, but all I get is the people that call into the show. So the more people that call in, the more I can, express. This is the way that I've seen it. You know, I've been reading rays for 3 years now, and people have been calling in, and I've generally had Ray 1 and Ray 2 monad, and very, very rare Ray 3. And they're like people who have broken away from the Illuminati. That's the kind of thing you're talking about. And the energy is very, very different, and you can feel it. It's, yeah, like I say, to me, in my own personal experience of it, it feels cold. It doesn't feel warm. It doesn't feel friendly. It's it's green, you know. It's the green ray. And green things in general, you know. Reptilioid mental thinking and reasoning and all that sort of stuff. So that's like the third ray monad, as it expresses. And it expresses mainly into people that follow the PTB, the powers that be, or the PTW, the powers that were, and being naturally inclined to follow orders, but also have their own agenda. It's multi-threaded, multitasking. And probably a lot of the people that Andrew has been talking about on his shows, the intergalactic mafia, you know, they're very clever. Cleverness is an expression of the third ray. Very good at fixing things or in terms of repairing, but also fixing in terms of setting things up. We had Jimmy Savile. He was a fixer, and he cynically named his show "Fix Jim will Fix It," it was a very cynical title. And he was a fixer for the powers that be. He would go around and get them whatever they needed, you know, drugs or children or prostitutes or whatever, for whatever people's predilections were. And it turns out, you know, that was like people like Margaret Thatcher, people like Dennis, you know, and all those other people with eyebrows. Anyway, this kind of wheeler dealer, dodgy dealer kind of guy will generally have a third ray or two somewhere. And you can tell by their energy that they're genuinely in service and are good people. So, for instance, if you go to the court, I went to the court last year, I was looking around at all the people in the judge's bench and everything. They were all this third ray monad group, and everybody but the defense attorney, which is really interesting, you know. And he was a very kind of hapless looking guy and didn't look very, you know, effective. And you could see that he was there, you know, as to be some sort of fall guy, that due to his ineptitude, people would lose their cases. Anyway, so I was looking around at there and, you know, just giving them blessings and seeing where that went. And then, a whole big scandal blew up about, Jimmy Savile and his people that blew up. So this is the result of third ray in the monad, in control, because they're manipulatively in control. They're not using the right, and well, they're not using truth. They're using lies, because that's what manipulation is. It's lying, and they're the best liars. And they will make up and weave and bob around and create a story around you in real time. Just like the news does, they can pull something out of a TV picture or put it in or whatever you like. So they have their technologies. Again, you know, technology is another third ray thing. So with the third ray monad group, they're not. What can I say? They've had a stronghold for a long time, but there's a new pulse of energy, and this energy that's coming from the galactic center is like, this is God. It's all the rays. It's a refreshment. And so it's gonna, It's kind of, it's like a wind blowing mist away. And the sun's going to come out. And essentially that's what they've done. This is what the third ray group have done. They've used the energy of the sixth ray, that has been, generally on us for the last 2,500 years. And they've created this veil of illusion, this glamour. It's called glamour. It's really interesting, right? So it's another sort of jargony word of glamour, which is like, I suppose you could look upon it like a holographic jacket or something like that. That it disguises what is real, and it's something that you can project. It's a mental projection from a being, because we're all psychic, you know. And it's a psychic projection from a being, and it's the wrong use of the sixth ray of the solar plexus, and it creates belief systems that can then control people, and see how people, how much people are influenced by religions, and that they die for them, and all of that stuff. That's obviously crazy. Obviously. Anyway. Do we have any questions? What's a scary feeling? Is it a scary feeling? What's that, Dolly? What's a scary feeling? Yes. So, I seem to have been doing a lot of Prince Philip recently. I don't know what that's about. He's a crazy man. And quite short, it appears. Him and the Queen seem to be quite short in stature. I always thought Prince Phil was quite tall, but he's completely dwarfed by Obama and Michelle, unless they were like puppets for the Queen and Prince Philip, and had been replaced by spitting image puppets. So, well, the three. Is it a scary feeling? Oh, the third. Let me just think. I don't know. It depends on how you react to things, but I mean, you've met these people. Everybody knows these people. They may have been. You may have known them at school. They might be in your church. They may be, in your club. They're just obsessive followers of the status quo, there's no question about it. And there doesn't seem to be much of a heart there. It's just, that's the way it is. They just follow orders. Your typical Jobsworth, as we call them in Britain. Hang on, I've just got to load more wood into the fire. It's all lovely old fireplace. Yes. So job, we call them a Jobsworth in Britain, which is, they'll, you'll ask them to do something that is, serving your need, and just let me through the gate. The train's still there. Let me through the gate, please. And he said, "Oh no, it's no more than my job's worth." So that's where that phrase comes from, the job's worth. And it's somebody who is a total follower of the rules, to the detriment of their humanity, and that's, they're all over the place, but I believe that there may be a redemption for a lot of them, and a possibility of definitely moving on to the second ray. So, yeah. Well, I mean, more cold. They're detached. Well, there's divine detachment. Which is a very, it's a high form of compassion. It's having compassion for humanity. But this is, you'll know the feeling. You'll know the feeling. It's like the feeling when you get like somebody's looking at you, and you're not a person to them. You're like a piece of cattle, like the farmer. When a farmer deals with the cows and the sheep, he's chucking them around, and prodding them with electric sticks. He doesn't care how they feel. That's the kind of attitude that we're talking about. That's how they feel about us. Yeah, essentially, I mean, if you the ultimate expression of that, of course, is the Reich, the Third Reich and the Fourth Reich. And yes, it's completely heartless. It's like a machine. It doesn't have feelings and compassion in the same way that we do. That's part of the problem, and that's this intrusion of the third ray. Talking of intrusion, just want to remind you, we're just passing around a document that any conversation on Skype is absolutely to be regarded as not secure. It's it's like the old back into the 60s. Assume this phone is tapped. You can assume that your Skype communications will be listened to. Keywords will be logged, and it probably will become more and more more easy to become a what's the word? Person of interest. Are you a person of interest? Yes. So, believe them a few people that, yeah, they don't seem to be real or human. My head's still up, yeah. That's it. Yeah, the Reich mind. We've all met third ray monad people. You might think to yourself, I'm just being prejudiced, or there's this, you feel this feeling, and you think, I'm just making this thing up that, surely people can't be that cold-hearted and unfeeling and all of that stuff. How could I meet a person like that? I'm a good human, basically, yes, there are, and they're everywhere. They're on your street corner, they're in your council chambers making rules, and they're in your local children's homes, trafficking children, and if they're in the courts, they're trafficking humans, and feeding the prison system, and the whole corruption, paedophilic, predatory, perverted powers that be. That's where they're all at. This is their den, and this is their master. And the master is like it's an artificial intelligence, has absolutely no heart. It's just a manipulation machine, which is what a computer is. It's a manipulation. It manipulates numbers. That's what it's for. Yeah. So, nothing secure. And you try telling that. I'm doing impressions today. It's Marvin the Paranoid Android. Yes. Yes, third ray people. Hi, baby. Common purpose. Oh, yes. Common purpose. It's a organization which trains people in the dialectic, which means it trains people in using NLP techniques and crowd and audience manipulation techniques in order to get the agenda across. And the agenda is Agenda 21, which is what the UN is trying to push, that is basically the expression of the Georgia Guidestone philosophy, which is kill everybody apart from half a billion. So everybody's got plenty of space, and there's so much space, and nature can be natural and everything, and doesn't have to be like the way, but that's the intention. Yes, exactly, James. Thank you, Mara. CP Exposed. It's very wise, especially if you're involved with local issues, like your school PTA or something like that, and they're trying to railroad something in. these people have been trained by common purpose in order to push forward agendas, and the, you know, the main agenda is Agenda 21. It's also known as the depopulation agenda. So do, if you haven't heard of it, do Google Agenda 21, and you'll see lots of very interesting sites and articles all about what that's about. That comes in line with Codex Alimentarius, which controls the food, and all of that good stuff. So, Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins. Who do you mean by Tony Robbins? Widespread Ndidi. Yes, do spread it right. Brian Gerrish. Yes, and that's right. So James is saying he's got friends who are civil servants, and they all want the young indoctrinated into common purpose. So it's a kind of mental Hitler Youth kind of movement that is very idealistic, apparently. It plays on idealism, we are overpopulating the planet. That's one of the lies, and we're making the planet go warm. Hey, remember that? Do you remember we used to be warming the planet, and now we're changing the planet, or cooling the planet, or something's happening? Something. It's got something to do with the cars. I don't know. You know, who's in the game tonight? It's confusing. It's they manipulate the whole agenda. Just in order to push this. It freaks me out. The American guy gets you positive and get what you want with big smiles, but me thinks he's not okay. Yeah. Oh, a motivational speaker. All right, I see. That's not right, I see. Thank you very much. Yeah, so anybody want to call in for a quick Ray reading? Who have we not had? Don't know. Yeah, we're on 657. Sorry, 775-657-5973. Wolfspirit.switchboard on Skype. So if you've got Skype, you can call directly in, and it'll come up on my screen. It will go boo beep boo, and then I might bring you in. Yes. So it's good to see you all. That's very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice indeed. I was going to have Tracy Kennedy on the show, but Tracy's not been very well, as a lot of you know, so she's not been able to cover a lot of her air commitments. So we're happy with that. A lot of people, yeah. Let's talk about the energies of the last few days, guys. I don't know about you, but it's been. And I know I say it every week, and every week I say yes, it was really weird, and it's stronger than it ever has been. This week we had 3 solar flares, I think, on Monday. And a lot of people I know, I mean, hands up in the chat room. Hands up in the chat room. Who felt overtired this week? You know, couldn't keep your eyes open. Couldn't stay out of bed. Or couldn't stay awake, sitting at Starbucks. All right. Oh, excellent. So you're going to be staying awake. Are you in Starbucks because you basically need to mainline coffee to stay awake because of the solar flares? I wonder. So a quick sip of tea. Yes, tea is my thing. I drink tea like a Irish person. No. Keeps me lubricated during the show, especially when I have to talk for 2 hours on end. So yes, here's the yes, your hand is up. Yeah, me. Yeah, there we go. What he's feeling tripped out. Hello, Rick. Oh, bye bye, Rick. It's a very intense time as usual. From what I was listening to in the last show, as I was simulcasting it, was that there is a massive amount of some of the players have been taken off the field for a little while, and they're going to get let back on the field about in a few weeks' time, and that may be the beginning of the implosion, because these are third ray monad group, but they're not the same third ray monad group as the regular powers that be. They were kind of brought in from elsewhere. So I suppose you could say that they were starseed third ray groups, and they've been operating in the powers that be and their organizations, and so it would be very interesting once they're apparently allowed back in and back on the game. So we'll see what goes on after that, but we may be seeing a lot of infighting and backbiting and all those other iting things. Yes. Yes, karma. Yeah, tired this week, tired all through the month of May. Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, normally in May you get this, let's go out, let's have sex, let's do this. And that lasted about 3 days this year. Everybody's like, oh, that's enough. I think I'll go back to schlepping my body around this planet. Yeah. So, there's, I felt that there's been a lot of deep issues coming up. There's a suicide there. Many people. I have a very part-time job in a hospital doing database work. And I was speaking today with the... with a person, and it's completely crazy. We have this thing called the National Health Service, and it's just everyone bit as messed up as any other health giving system in the planet, because the powers on high, the people who are making all the decisions, there's various groups of them, and none of them know what's really going on on the ground. They have no idea what the functions of the other groups are. You know, this the typically the old phrase, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, you know, they're buying equipment but nobody can use it, so it just sits there and rots. They're buying software, takes ages to bring the software up online, and then the company that supports it goes bust, and then they got no one, and this, you know, this sort of thing keeps happening. I have to say that despite all of that, the software, which I wrote now 12 years ago for my friend, who's a nurse, who I do this work for, she runs the endoscopy department. And this is the endoscope, the camera that goes in your body. And I wrote with her, you know, using her direction. I wrote a piece of software this 12 years ago to help run the department, and she has run the department single-handed on this software, and the software hasn't gone wrong. It's still running, and it's using you know, it was written in Office 97, and you know, if anybody knows about this sort of thing, it was written in Access 97, and it's still running today. So I'm very pleased with that, because that's one of the things that I always had problems with, you know, writing software, is that it would very quickly become obsolete. It almost does when you write Access programs, but I'm going to start writing in PHP because that's not going to go obsolete for a wee while yet, because everything uses it, so it's great and it's common. It's all over the world. So, programming aside, the NHS is in trouble because it doesn't know what its resources are. It keeps trying to bring in a new computer system to control its resources, and they want to go, quote, paperless. And it's going to be, what do you call that? A cluster something, yes. Is that like a Starbuck or a Clusterbuck or something like that? And we have so many different groups at different levels that are trying to get their own particular influence, and it's just everything's being fought over, where we should be cooperating, you know. Anyway, So that's been my day, actually. The first thing I was doing this afternoon was to be deeply in this piece of software that, because of these management mess-ups, has altered the way they work their security and the way this thing was actually sitting the program, and it was just blowing up and falling over and falling over and falling over all afternoon, crashing everything. You know, I'd write the software, you know, about two pages of words and stuff, run, you know, do a test run, and boom, it would fall over and I couldn't get back in, so I'd have to rewrite it, and I had to do this about four times. I wonder if, does anybody know if Mercury is retrograde, because it certainly feels that way. That certainly felt that way. So, where are we? We're in hospitals. This is James. Yes. Sitting in a cubicle for 5 hours, twiddling your thumbs. Or playing games with the... Yes. There we go. Then they want to get you dead. That's the agenda for you. You're born, indoctrinated, sent out into the world with certain rules, get a job, married, house, two kids, then pay 80% of the money that you earn in overt and covert taxes, and when you're of no more use, in the UK 67 years old, you're retired off, then they want you to get you dead as soon as possible. And people say they're free. You try telling that to the young'uns of tomorrow. Yeah. So, yeah, that's absolutely true, James. That's the agenda. Mercury was retro. Yes, it definitely. Well, today definitely feels like Mercury was. Luckily, Wolf Spirit Radio, IDJC, and this little laptop are still broadcasting, and that's really good. Let's see. I normally have a line break at this time, this time of night, around midnight, sometime like that. And we'll see if we get one of those. It does often happen. But I've got a new wiring system in this studio, so that should be Mercury opposite Neptune. Yes, hazy communications, not very clear. So. Why doesn't somebody call in? Come and speak to me. Nothing wrong with speaking to me. I won't bite. Well, not very hard, anyway. So, right. What does that mean, goes retro? Okay, so there's a good point. What does retrograde motion mean? It's a bit like, you know, when you see the old Western films and you're looking at the cartwheels as they go round, and in the film, it appears that as the motion of the thing's going forward, the wheels, the spokes and the wheels appear to be going backwards, right? And this is because of the difference in the frequency of the film and the frequency of the spokes. And, basically it was like one of those strobe lights. And it was catching it just a little bit, before every time it goes around a cycle. So as it does that, it appears to be progressing backwards. So retrograde action is a little like that in concept, in that we are sort of spinning around behind the sun, trailing around behind the sun, and there are times when, because say for instance it's Mercury's on the other side, and it's going in the opposite direction to the way we're looking at, so it's kind of opposite us, there comes a point when our orbit and Mercury's orbit appear to slow down, stop, and then reverse to each other, and then it'll again slow down, stop, and reverse and go backwards in the forwards motion, which is known as direct. So it appears from our perspective that Mercury is going backwards. And times when that happens are the times when you really don't want to try and do anything change-wise that you want to remain permanent. So if you want to fix something, you wait till after Mercury's retrograde. Often it won't work. You know, it just won't work. An example of doing something during Mercury retrograde is you take off an access panel for your machine. You know, you're taking a Hoover apart, and you put it back together again, and you only have 15 screws, and you've just put on the 15th screw. There's one screw that's sort of missing from the hole, and you realize that you left that last screw inside the body of the machine, so you have to take all the screws off, retrieve the screw, and then screw them all back again. So that's an example of Mercury retrograde doing its thing. As a technician, I had to suffer this like every few weeks or every few months. This would happen, you know. And it would be, you know, like almost clockwork. You know, people would come in with their computers, broken computers, after it. The thing when I was starting to go freelance was lightning. Lightning was always something that happened during Mercury retrogrades, and people would lose their... If you had lightning storm and Mercury retrograde, then you'd lose your modem. You know, poof. as the million volts travels down the line, down into your machine, into your computer. Padum, you're very welcome. Yes. So, thank you very much. That was what happens when things go retro. Now, I really need a break. So let's see if we can find some music. Okay, let's get some of my friends here. The truth will set you free. This is the Sons of Arca. The truth will set you free. Yes, it will. Sons of Arca. And the truth will set you free. Yes, it will. And I hope that I'm helping you to find ways of seeing into the greater truth of the reality that we're living in. It's energy. That's what we're all saying. That's what everybody on the radio is saying. It's energy. The rays are energy. The rays are the way we describe energy. In the same way that we can describe color as in frequencies of light, we see, you know, there's a group of shades that we call red, and there's a group of shades we call orange, etc. It's a gradation. It's a spectrum. It's a rainbow. It moves from... It's chromatic. There are millions of discrete steps. I heard this week there was a woman who can see 99 million more colors than normal people. Maybe one day that will be normal. And it will be like the difference between people watching video and then watching HDTV. A finer grained clarity of reality. Yeah, it's the upgrade. It's the IV. That's right. If you're in the Starbucks, can you get a drip feed? You know, they ought to do that, like a drip feed sort of thing. So let's have a quick look here. Forces prevent us. Right. I'm going to sneeze. Hang on. Yeah, that's better. Good thing I've got faders. You know. Being able to, you don't want to hear me sneeze. So, you really don't want to hear me sneeze. So, lovely. Well, welcome back. This was indeed the 19th of May. It's now the 20th of May. And next week, I'll be on with Katie Galanti, and we'll have another out-of-the-box episode, and we'll see where it takes us. I mean, sure, we'll have plenty to talk about this week. This is I don't know, always feels like a special week coming up. We've just had the Super Soldier Summit. We've just had the Disclosure Conference. There are things afoot. Things that we here at Wolf Spirit Radio were talking about now like 2.5 years ago. They're becoming mainstream, they're being included in computer games and things like that. So who knows what's going to be like in 3 years' time, because, you know, this is the stuff we're talking about. We're talking pure energies here. We're going to see more and more pure energy. So, yes. Oh, that's why it's flashing. Right, okay, just checking. homemade coffee. See, the trouble with me and coffee is that I don't drink it very much. But when I get a new coffee maker, I drink about 8 cups the first day. You know, of course, it has a rather deleterious effect on me, so I don't want to drink it anymore after that. So that's my problem with coffee. So I like to just only drink coffee when I'm out and at restaurants and things like that. So that's what I do. You won't find coffee in my eyes. I drink tea most of the time. What is it? You know, why do any of you care about that? Anyway, so meanwhile, so where were we? Chinese faction confirmed they were working with the Rockefellers on their UFO issues. Right. 20,000. Right. Okay. I'm not entirely on that train of thought, James. Yeah. So anyway, the Chinese faction. We'll have to discuss that at a later date. Unless you want to call in, James, come in and talk about stuff. OT the first day, yeah, that's me. the only good rush is the first. Come on, brothers, sisters. It's the first one. That's always the good one. So. Where were we? I was talking about monads and first ray, third ray, third, second ray. So the great majority of humans are on the second ray monad group. The beings that we call the masters of wisdom are people who are acting out from that monad, and that monad is usually the monad of the first ray by that time. But it could be that they are what they call Maha. They call them Kohans, which is very very close to Kohen. But anyway, Chohan, or maybe Chohan. It's like the exemplification of a ray, the personification of a ray. It's someone who would be absolutely demonstrating the perfection of those ray qualities, have no glamours of the rays, but just hold all the good qualities of the ray, which is what we're all aspiring to do, and that's what Master of Wisdom does. That you've got to that point, then beyond the Master of Wisdom is the Kohan, which is like the Master of the Ray, and there's seven of those. So, for instance, the master of the Ray 6 was Jesus. The master of the Ray 7 is Saint Germain. Now, the reason I say 6 and 7 is because Saint Germain also is taken on Ray 3 in order to master it, which is why he took control of the money system in the 1700s. He's got this kind of alternative money system going. Which will soon kind of blossom out. That's the idea. Anyway, that's what we've been promised. Senpai and Koha. And then you've also got the Manu is the master of the first ray. The Bodhisattva is the master of the second ray. That's the being that you call the Buddha. Who's the master of the third ray? Can't remember. Probably Lucifer, I don't know. Master of the fourth ray. I can't remember. He's like a mysterious character. They just call him like the artist or the actor. I can't remember his name. But he was a Scarlet Pimpernel kind of character. Elusive. a master of the fifth ray is known as Hilarion. You know, one of the qualities of the fifth ray, you know, one of the good qualities of the fifth ray is that they can be very funny, very quick with jokes, very clever with humour. Yes, it is your headphones. Right. Do I use Herkimer diamonds in my Organite? Yes, I will be, because I've just bought some. So, yes, there will be. Oh, there we go. We're all going to talk crystals now. Okay, enjoy, guys. Enjoy yourselves. if you do start thinking about me as I drone on, do pop a question in the chat room in uppercase, just so there's something to talk back with you. I quite like doing this kind of thing. I'm a bit nervous about it. I'm not very confident about public speaking, you know, in a really random sense, which is I often fall back to talking about the rays, A, because people find it interesting, and B, because that just seems to tumble out of my mouth, and it all comes out very logical and in order, and so that's why I like to talk about it. But Hilarion was the master of the fifth ray, as I said, you know, he governs hilarity, you know, belly laughing and all that good stuff. Every ray has its great qualities. So with the first ray is the ability to really shine and really, you know, be obviously the best, you know, just the best quality, the best, you know, a real winning quality, a winning smile. You know, people say they have a winning smile. It's, you know, it's a first ray qualities. The master of seventh ray is Saint Germain or Rakuski. Yes, I am honest. Viva Vendetta is the master of the fourth ray. Yeah, it's something like that. You know, it's something like that. It's a very kind of mysterious character. And, oh yes, of course, the master of the third ray is as I said, Saint Germain, who's, I think it's like the guy who was supposed to be there went dodgy and so had, you know, someone had to cover, until somebody could be trained up. And that's essentially the way it is, you know, that's what they're all doing. That's what the Buddha does. It's called externalization. And he puts out his teachings, and eventually one or two of his students every cycle gets it, and those students can be trained, and they become masters of their own selves, and eventually they go up and up and up through this thing that it's called the hierarchy, but it's just actually more of a stripping away of selfishness, a way of being more open to allowing the spirit inside of you, the boss in the back seat of the car, to speak directly through the PA system of the vehicle. How about that? So, like all musicians, JB Hines behind his microphone stand when I say, I don't even know how to remember America. Rakuski. Or Rachowski, you know, it's got lots of Z's in it, but that's what my teacher pronounced it as, Rakuski, or Saint Germain, same guy. So I hide behind my electric guitar, which is a nice shiny blue thing, which is much more pretty and smooth and curvaceous than I am. Well, actually, I'm pretty curvaceous, but not in the right way. So, yeah, it's very handy having something to hold on to. Something to do with your hands. You see, the worst thing is standing up and not knowing what to do with your hands. Great public speakers use their hands. Anthony Hopkins, the actor, it was amazing. I remember standing sitting at the back of a theatre, massive theatre, and he was there on stage, and I could see him large as life because of the way he was using his arms, and he, you know, he really expanded himself. Amazing. So, Rakuski, Yes, master of the seventh ray. And so, yes, as you see, Master Jesus is the master of the sixth ray. The sixth ray is the ray that is now moving out of incarnation. And then the next is the age of Rakuski, or the age of civilization, when we actually will become civilized. Seventh ray is the ray of order. Things will come into order. And we're not talking about the new world order. This is an attempt of the hijack of that energy of order. That's I think it's a very important thing to pay attention to, because these beings who've kind of called themselves the New World Order, these Ray 3 monads, manipulators, they have manipulated time, brothers and sisters. They have really messed things up. Really, 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 really messed things up. You know, anything that they could get their handle on, they handled, you know, sullied it and messed it up and spoiled it for everybody, kind of thing. So these teachings were supposed to be public, you know, everybody was supposed to know about the seven rays by now. And look what you got. You got me. With my little plastic megaphone, talking about the seven rays, the greatest influence that you could have, just being not listened to. Somebody mentioned today Cassandra, the prophetess who nobody would listen to. Yes. Zeus, Jesus, yes. So, the fourth ray, that's the one I can't remember. Could somebody Google Master of the Fourth Ray? You'll get it. It'll come out there. Yes. Good. Yeah. Everybody's sleeping with the organite. I found some, I thought it was granite actually, but I'm slowly coming to the idea that it's black marble, but it's still quite nice for absorbing that energy. I've got a slab that's kind of under my pillow in my bed where I sleep, as opposed to the bed where I don't sleep, it's very calming. I sleep pretty quickly. You know, get to go to sleep. So very interesting. So Serapis Bey, that's why I couldn't remember his or her name. I think it may, there are females. So has anybody ever heard anything of this master? Very quiet. Anyway, Serapi. Anyway, yes. Cassandra, yeah. Cassandra was a Greek myth about a prophetess. Again, you know, Google Cassandra, Wikipedia will be there. cool, yeah, but so she would have all the prophecies and nobody would listen to her, which is the curse of the prophet. Everybody ignores you until what you said several years ago is now just, oh, everybody knows that. Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't then. Yeah, so what? So, Paul the Venetian is the Kohan and master of the fourth ray, which is the ray of harmony through conflict. Thank you very much, Dolly. Google is our friend. Ah, oh, look. There's lots of things coming in the fourth ray. Fourth ray, yes. So, yes, fourth ray is one of the first rays of attributes. There are three rays of aspect. What that means is there's three aspects to the one. And that's the ray 1, 2, 3. Whenever you got three of anything, they will correspond to rays 1, 2, and 3. One of them will be power, one will be love, and one will be wisdom. Or one will be force, one will be fear, one will be manipulation. You see, those are the opposites. They're the same thing, but the opposite. used in a negative way, any energy can be turned. And so when an energy in terms of the rays has been turned, we call it a glamour. So there'll be the glamours of the fourth ray, the glamours of the fifth ray, etc. If you look in my archives, Ever Beyond on Wolf Street Radio, and do look in the archive section, because I have just rewritten the archive page in PHP code. It's now quite neat, because it'll also tell you how many shows have been downloaded since I started counting, which is yesterday. And it will also tell you how big the file is when you click the download button. You don't have to click the right hand. You just do look at the instructions. They have changed. But you just need to single click, left click the little green download button, and up will pop the find the file dialog, and you save it there. So it should directly go as a save as rather than play in a player. I'm researching how to make a little player, clever little player, so that you might be listening to you want to just potter around the house, and you want to listen to some Wolf Spirit Radio archives, that there'll be a pop out player that has a playlist, and you can go up to the archive and click on the playlist, and it would, you play a few tracks, a few podcasts in a row. So that's the idea. There's a kind of pop-out player, and you can just have this thing playing, and choose from whatever archive you like, and just add to playlist, and it'll pop up in there. That's my dream. The reality is that I can't stop Flash from crashing. But anyway, that's another story. If anybody has any expertise in making that a reality, or has seen it on a website, that I can go and look at how the code works, reverse engineer the code. So if anybody's seen that kind of facility, do let me know. And the other thing is, would anybody be interested in, making that a kind of premium thing, that you have to pay a subscription, for that, so that, because archives are expensive to hold. It's not a free thing, because we've got to find a place to park them, and there's a lot of them, and it's growing, so we need more and more disk space. So it does cost to have the archives, and I'm just wondering, what do you think people should be prepared to pay, would be prepared to pay for a facility like that, where they can go to All Spirit Radio and just choose a whole bunch of archives to listen to during their day on their mobile phone, and it'll stream them straight to your ear holes. What does anybody think? Yes. Can we call on the masters of our individual persons raised for assistance? Well, that's why sixth ray people call on the Master Jesus, even the Muslims. So yeah, they are, and what the master is not of your personality, but of your soul. So it's basically the master of your ray exemplifies the energy of that ray that is your soul ray. So that's how the masters are in charge of the souls. You see? And they're like a step down transformer. So those with fourth ray souls would be being stepped down, even though they may not know it, from this Serapis Bay creature. I don't know everything, you see. I really don't know everything. And we're all learning together. Durga Durgason. Possibly, yes. $10 a month. Well, that's very generous, Hulk. Yeah. No dollar. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I'm not thinking even that much. Yeah. But anyway, we'll talk about this. I'm very open, and I'm sure Dave's open for discussion and suggestions on this. Because, look at us. They does all this. How do I go about calling on an ascended master? Very, very, very interesting. How do I call an ascended master? Well, you see, you're an ascended master. And what you really want to do is call on you. And so you call on your monad, you call on your soul, and you call on the energy of what's known as your ashram, which is like all the people, you know, what you'd call your circle, your mates, your allies. So you would you basically invoke the energy. And I did a show on Revolution Radio a few weeks ago now. Yeah, it was just in Easter holidays. It's the one where my son is frying his eggs in the background. And I'm talking about the invocation alignment, which is the one that goes, I invoke the power, the love, and the wisdom of my ashram, soul, and monad. And I really break it down. I break it down exactly what each part of it is meaning. And so, you know, to answer that question, I would say, listen to that show. I think it's called Alignment Invocation, and it's under Journeys with JP on the Wolf Spirit Radio Archives. And you can download it from my I've got a track, a piece of music which I made on the same thing, on using this invocation, which gives a you know, you can just sit and listen to it, basically. Let me just see if I'll post it in the chat room. There it is, Sia. And basically, it's all my voice, and I play it a few times during this thing. Invoke, smack it in the mouth. Invoke. You evoke a feeling by invoking the energy. So invoke and evoke, that's bringing it in and then expressing it out. Invoke. Yes. Exactly. A lot of flatter. That's quite nice. Micro payments. Okay. We'll have a look at that. Thank you very much, James. Yeah. Put all the site, and yeah, I have put some of the shows on YouTube, and then that generates traffic to the site. Yeah, that's true. So in order to go about calling the ascended master, you basically invoke your monad, which creates a link between you and your own beingness of ascended master, because your monad is, you know, your ascended master is someone who expresses through a monadic energy. So when you get to that point in the future, you are a master of wisdom. So when you invoke your monad, which is out of time, you're invoking the energy of your own mastery. And the more you do that, the more you gain mastery by being harmless and allowing things to happen, using that word, allow. It's a special allow. It's the same as let there be light, you know. Let light happen. Let light express itself in its own meaningful way. So using the alignment invocation, I would recommend it daily. It's really good because basically it reminds you who you are. It talks about the spirit down. You know, it's going from the spirit down to the physical. It reminds you that you're a spirit having a physical existence. And it's not like you've got this soul that you can buy and sell and trade. You are the soul. You're the expression of the soul. You're the, you know, the soul is the driver, and the your personality is its vehicle. That's the right relationship to your soul. You're its vehicle. You're here to carry it around. It's like your inner child, you know, in the back seat. When are we going to be there?
Not provoke. Oh, bless your heart.
Embrace the law of vowing. Don't meddle with things. That's right. Don't fiddle about. Fiddling about with things has gotten us into this mess. Into this absolute mess. Why is my fire not burning? That's very annoying. My cup of tea is going to get cold. Everything's going to get cold. So, we're here at 4:30. PST. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. Hang on, let me just do this.
This is Ever Beyond with JP.
Ah, that's better. Don't think you should provoke energy. No. Invoke. You see, this is the thing. Invocation is the latest thing. It's the thing that the Aquarian Age people do. Is invoke. You bring in energies. You tune in. You're basically tuning part of yourself with some kind of, let's say, you know, galactic standard energy that is able to hold the vibration. Okay, hold the vibration. Let's not talk like that. To be able to hold the space, to be able to keep the peace, keep the energies balanced, keep everything flowing, dickety boo, all of those things. Getting to a point of being able to do that almost remotely. I know that some radio hosts, and you can hear them or feel it happen when they do it, and that is that they hold the space. They may not say anything during the show, but people will feel comfortable and they will talk about stuff that they don't talk to other people about and all that kind of stuff, and you'll know at that point that the host has been holding the space. And it's basically holding a frequency, holding a vibration, holding it and holding it steady. Holding, it's like holding a spot lamp or a hose pipe, holding it steady in the right place so that the event might go off. And people are able to allow the flow, because that's what it is. This, you know, happiness is being in the flow. I saw a film a couple of years ago now, and what the film purported to be, it was happy. You know, lots of people in universities, they all study depression and clinical suicide and all this stuff. And no one's ever studied happy, so he decided to study happy. And he went all over the world and did his research. And the conclusion that he came to is that the one common factor of all the people who were being in a place that they would say that they were happy, and you know, that's from their own point of view, because from other perspectives, you know, some of them seem to be in abject poverty, but they were still happy. And the main thing that it was that they were in the flow, that they were in the moment, that they weren't thinking about the past, they weren't worried about the future. They were in the moment, just there, being. Just being. And that's what happy is, and that's what spirit is, and etc. So it's the same stuff. So basically, you're happy when your monad and your soul and your physical body are all in alignment together. That's what happiness is. And you're happy when you do things that your soul is here to do. It's just, you know, it's like people who you see, you know, they're working, you know, 50 hours a week. You know, they don't do anything else. They just really enjoy what they do. There's nothing wrong with them, you know. It's just that they have their mission. And you get more of a sense of mission the more you have an infusion of monadic and soul energies. And you see people, you know, for instance, Mandela,
He's a guy with this great wisdom. You know, he had to spend many years in house arrest. You sit and think. You know, you get some good ideas if you're just forced to sit and think for a while. It's you know, sometimes it's not so bad being under house arrest, but I don't think I'll invoke that energy in my life. Although, to be honest, I'm more or less under house arrest. I don't go anywhere. I stay in my house. I could probably easily do the Mandela thing, you know. So, you know, people come and bring me biscuits and tea and milk, and cups of, you know, bread and peanut butter, and I'll be fine. So, how do you spell Sons of Arca? Okay, this is a very interesting question too. Okay, the Sons of Arca, this is a fusion project. He fuses, the kind of mastermind of it is my dear friend Michael Wadada. And he lives currently, actually they're coming back. He and his wife Angela, who's the singer. She's got that lovely rich voice that you heard in the break. The truth will set you free. Beautiful, rich voice. They are based, well, they came from Manchester and Liverpool, and I met them up here. They have a house up here and come up here to retreat and come to see me, and we have long, deep philosophical chats, and we play dub music and all sorts of stuff like that. And they have been doing this stuff for many, many years. They've got about 20 albums out. They're a kind of cult band, you know. They were doing this stuff 20 years ago, you know, in the early 90s, long before everybody else was fusing East and West. And they have reggae music fused with Eastern music, as you hear from my theme tune. I was just wondering, what does everybody think, feel? How do you spell Sons of Arca? It's I'll spell it in the sons as in sons of A-R-Q-A. Yeah, it's not helpful. Not helpful. There's no U in the Q. That's how you find it. You could also try sons. Some people spell it like this: Sons of Arca. That's another ways of finding it. But anyway, yeah, I've played bass a couple of times with them in some local festivals, and it's a great laugh because, you know, playing Indian music is just really unusual. It's very different thing to Western music, and basically you don't play a melody on the bass; you're just playing the same notes. It's a modal thing. You know, you hold these notes, you hold these frequencies, and that's the frequency of the raga. The raga, it is an interesting thing. Ragas are meant to be played at certain times of the day. There's Tracy. Well, I'll see if she wants to come back in. One of the archives that I have, again, that's the Journeys with JP, where we actually discuss this thing of we'll play a piece of music and say what kind of time of day did you think this is meant to be? The answer will be surprising. That's the show, which is I think it's just called Wadada in the Wolf Spirit Radio archives. How does everybody like the archive page? The new archive page, is it connected? Archives. Is it connected to the new thing? Yes, it is. Oh, well done. All right, so yeah, what does everybody think of the new format of the archive pages? I've spent a lot of energy on that. Ah, They must have. Spelling lessons from Obama. You know, again, the Sons of Arca is a kind of ancient story out there, Mahabharata and stuff like that. So I'll have to get him to tell that story. He doesn't like repeating himself, you see. So you ask him one question, and if the tape recorder fails, as it often does when he's around, he's one of these people that makes machines go wrong. He doesn't like to repeat himself. So if we don't get it the first time, it's gone forever. So now there's Tracy just coming into the chat room. I wonder, would you like to join me? I'm on with me. So yeah, we've got 20 minutes, so let's see if we can find some stuff. And I'm asking Tracy if she'd like to join us, or whether it was a bit too short. Good. You can't load archives on your cell phone. Yes. Okay, Hulk, I want you to contact me, Robert, and we'll talk about that, and I'll develop something for it. Okay? So we'll work for you, okay? We'll work for you. So yeah. Come on, let me call you. I'm going to call you. There's Tracy. Let's see if Tracy's there. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, JP.
Yes, you're live on the air. Hello.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very good now. Feeling better. It's always good.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's later than late. That's uber late. But that's fine. At least you're here to. Did you see the little promo I gave? I said we're going to talk some stuff.
I did. That was awesome. I went to mom's. She's going to Ireland. She's leaving Friday.
To be sure, she is. So it is. So it is.
See how those pirates are doing down there. And so it took a little longer. I had to go through the application of the bubble wrap and all that stuff. So she knows I'm going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. So it is. I saw an Irish. I have an Irish friend. I saw her today. She, yeah, so it is. So it is. She's from Belfast. Belfast. Lovely. Lovely girl. Lovely. She makes beer and she brings it round for me.
Beer's good. I like beer.
Yeah. All right, okay.
It's snowing.
It's what?
Has it stopped snowing for you guys?
No, yes, long time ago. We haven't had any snow for months. We haven't here in my little piece of heaven that seems to have its own weather system. But today and the last few days we had mist. Scotch mist.
Oh, that's okay.
Big mist. It was a mystery, so I stayed in. I'm under house arrest.
Have you been naughty?
Very.
Attaboy. Blood.
I was talking about Nelson Mandela and how he's been under house arrest. Yeah, it'd be great. I wouldn't mind house arrest. It means I didn't have to go out anywhere. I didn't need to dress up. Just wear sweatpants every day. That'd be cool. Have peanut butter.
Wear sweatpants every day. That's like putting a sign in yourself saying, I give up. That's a declaration of surrender.
So yeah, that's the basic
idea. What's your thought then?
So meanwhile, we've had solar flares. So enough about me. Let's talk about me. Solar flares. Solar flares. We had three solar flares this week in one day.
We had an incredible series of events. First, we had a pulse, dynamic, and rhythmic, repeated three times from center of the galaxy. Then the sun flared, then our internal sun, whatever the heck is in the middle of our planet, pulsed three times, and then the sun set off three flares.
Wow. That's a trace.
Hey, what?
That's the wave. Eh?
There she is, then.
That's the wave. That's the wave we've been waiting for.
That's it.
We've been waving for. No wonder. Right. Okay.
Wednesday, depending on where you live on the planet, from Wednesday, could be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but for sure, Wednesday, even Thursday, Friday, all of us actually repeated an answer to that flare with our internal sun, our pineal gland. You will find, even if you've been in incredible pain during the week, you're starting to suddenly feel better, digesting things better, breathing easier. And the incredible headaches that you've had and sinus problems are starting to abate, because it wasn't sinus and it wasn't headaches.
Yeah, I've had headaches. Yeah, I get headaches, detox stuff.
Yeah. Our pineal gland just decalcified.
Ah. So it's a kind of like the light is bursting through, isn't it?
Yeah. I look at our pineal gland as a sun. It's our internal sun. And it answered the calls of all of the other suns who were signaling. Three pulses.
That's incredible. Were they, what was the spacing?
The spacing? Well.
Was it exact? You know, was it like a
three-quarter triangle? It actually was in a Fibonacci series of numbers, which is awesome.
Oh.
First, we got a 1, and then another 1, and then we got a 2 from the sun. Well, if you count the sun once, and our planet once, and then we got a 3 from the sun, and then we got a 5 from here, and then you add the 2 up, we got an 8. And then we've got center of the galaxy, Andromeda Galaxy. The other one looked closer to Sirius B, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, we got a Cygnus Alpha.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Don't we have a Cygnus Alpha this week, Trace?
Well, this week, actually, I'm expecting, because we also had the largest amount of crustal shift, tectonic plate shift, that I've ever seen happen this week.
Wow.
So, Hulk is saying the same thing, exploded this week. We exploded this week, all of us together, and I hope it was great for you. I feel better.
Expression. Yeah, well, there does seem to be, explosions. Have they tried to let off a bomb?
Well, they did. Oh, here's the other thing, because we hadn't had a chance to talk about this either.
No, come on.
First of all, for 3 weeks, we have had no data from HARP. And it's not because they normally turn HARP off. It's because suddenly HARP was turned off. We have other facilities doing the same thing all over the planet, but the one we call HARP in Alaska is giving no data because it's off.
You mean the magnetometer that's reading it is quiescent, but it's getting background radiation, but the main signal it receives is off.
It's off. Wow. It's not signaling to the ozone. The HARP facility is down. And that's, I'm saying this because of the data I'm reading from there, which actually, as far as I know, you can't even get on the site. The last time I did, it was data from a month ago. And then from forums from people from the area, they're saying they are not, they usually get a buzz sound in their head if they drive close. That's gone because it's off. And I know many people say sometimes when you they turn the harp on, we get these radiant flares. We do not. Harps only turned off once a year. Now, they had just done a massive amount of spraying. NASA even announced this. They were again saying it was ozone depleting. What they were going to do is a replay of a Tesla experiment that happened early 1900s.
Not Tunguska.
That one.
Oh, that's not a good one.
The one that sent a flare up to the ozone layer and then shot it down. They called it a meteor, except there was no meteor material ever found, but set off a huge explosion in northern Russia. I think they were trying to do that again. Target.
That was a big bang.
That would have been... It could have... They could have attacked Syria. They could have attacked whoever they wanted to attack. They wanted to do something and set off a chain reaction. Except now, they have no capacity. And as far as I know, the Alaska facility is one of the worst on the planet. As a matter of fact, they've never really got it working. But the one thing that it can do is set off a frequency and explode the stuff that they've dumped up in the ozone layer. And much like Project Starfish, give us another Van Allen belt and perhaps shield us from whatever they're so afraid of. Well, anyway, couldn't do that. It's gone.
Uh-oh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lots of things saying bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it happened just in time for us to get the blast from the center of the galaxy, from the sun, from whatever the heck that weird black thing is floating around the planet. I don't know what that is, to be honest.
Weird black thing floating around this planet?
This planet, they have a name for it. They call it the Black Knight, because one of the first times we had the ability to look at meteors and the things that are circling around us. There's a satellite up there that we in our modern age did not send. They call it the Black Knight.
Oh, wonder if it's Hollow Earth or something.
Well, no, I think it's us. I think we sent it a very, 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 very long time ago.
Oh, hey, this might be the thing that Hoagland was talking about that he thought was Elenin.
Could be. If outrageous plug here. If you want to read about that, I did a whole thing. Go to turtleislandnews.info, type in Black Knight. I have an exciting amount of data on that. Probably sickening amount, depending on how much you want to read. But, we have no way to prove how long it's been there other than it's actually described in ancient text.
Right.
As being up there, circling. It's like, I think, and we talked about this before, JP, that I think the reason why there's so many of the Noah stories and stuff is because it's an event that actually happened. And what would we do? If we had the technology we had now and then all of a sudden we're wiped out, as soon as we get back on our feet, we send up a survey to see what's going on. It's at least that old, and that would be about 5,000 years, 6,000 years at least. At least.
So you got this date. It's turtleislandnews.info. Turtle Island News. Turtle as in tortoise. Island as in no man is. News, as in the better news you'll get from, rather than the mainstream, is listen to Tracy, and she'll give you some really good stuff.
Yes.
Lots of good stuff with Tracy, and said with such a listenable voice.
Oh, thank you.
What a winning combination.
Oh.
So,
chips.
You're very welcome. And what else do we say? So you're Turtle Island News. You've got a radio show. You've got loads of shows. You're on the air quite a lot. What now?
Yeah, all the Tracy you can stand.
All Tracy, all the time. There we
all
go.
All Tracy, all the time.
So yes, indeed.
So do you want the actual date that I have calculated for the deluge?
I just want to wind back a bit, because when I was in Cyprus, I discovered that they have a festival which is around this time of year, and sometime in May, that is called Cataclysmus, where everybody flicks water at each other in this kind of humorous gesture back to the time when the whole island was inundated by a great flood. But it's celebrated in May, not November. Interesting.
Well, depending on... Maybe some people left planet.
Mm.
Maybe they're celebrating when they left. Because I think some of them actually didn't just go to the higher hills. I think some actually left.
Mm.
Can't prove that one. I have some intriguing data, though.
Mm.
It's going to be a long story.
Yeah, because it must be hard, right? Because the Vimanas don't work until you're into the south. So now we're in the south, the Vimanas are going to start working. But in the last 13,000 years, the magnetic lift vehicles didn't work properly because the ley lines are all wrong. Interesting. Hang on, I'll write it in there. Cataclysmos, being in Greek, it all looks very Dalek-y. Okay. I won't read that one. But Hulk has put something very, very funny in the chat room.
It's very funny, yeah. If I said, okay, we're all going to die tomorrow, but it's going to be fine. I think the majority of people would go, okay, Therese, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. And here's JP with the weather.
Don't worry.
So, we're here at the top of the hour. That's it, yeah. So I know it's because you've only been on for 20 minutes that it only feels like you've been on for 20 minutes. Actually, it feels like you've just been on for 20 seconds.
Mm.
Meanwhile, I've got Frank Jordan coming up next, and I've got to just do all the changeovers. So, Tracy Kennedy, thank you very much for coming. TurtleIslandNews.info. Go and listen to Tracy every week, every day. Several times a day. It's good fun. It's full of stuff, yeah.
There's lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to do something together very soon. It's just my health has been up and down, but we will talk more about the deluge because JP's input on this will be magnificent. Thank you very much for having me on, JP.
Thank you very much, Leon. Okay, so there's the outro, and let's go. Good night, everybody. This has been Ever Beyond.